store for details.
Tuesday, the 4th of January, 2011. How many of you are still writing 2010 on your checks and on the various things that you use as correspondence when you send out your email even, right? It's 1/4/... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, it's 1-1. Now, make sure you get it. Right, we've gotten it right here. We're your heroes. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Koha, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. And I want to say a special welcome. Yesterday I did not do this. There are a number of stations that have joined the network of the Good Day program over the past month or so, mostly from the Dr. Laura program. Dr. Laura has gone away, actually shown up on Sirius and XM and whatever. But because of the fact that this program can be used in lots of different ways across the day, a number of stations have decided to carry the Good Day program in place of Dr. Laura. We're certainly happy to have you there. And if you're listening at a time of day when you can't call in live and you want to be heard, the Steffen Sound Off line is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 877-541-5250. So if you can't get to us at 800-510-8255 when we're on the air live. You can be in touch that way or text us at 646-926-3684. Always twitter.com/goodday show is another way of connecting. So I say hi, especially I want to single out a couple of stations, WBMC in the Kingston, Johnston, Kingsport, Bristol, Tennessee area. Johnston, Kingsport, Bristol, Tennessee.
Race fans.
Area. Big racing down there,
yeah.
Richie.
NASCAR track.
Also to WBMC in McMinnville, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Nashville. I decided to focus on some of the new Tennessee stations. So thank you, number one, for being there. Help yourself to whatever communication you would like to so that we know what you're thinking. Doug. At DougSteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Thank you very much. One of the things that you will realize, if you were listening yesterday and trying to figure out what is going on, many changes occur on the first of the year. Here are the two times in the year when there are the most dramatic changes in broadcasting are September, right after Labor Day, or right after New Year's in January. Those are the two times of year. Well, I mean, there are a lot of changes that happen daily, weekly, monthly, for sure, because there are 5,000 radio stations in our country, and not always does everything that the folks who own them try to do work. So they change and try to accommodate new listeners or changing mores or whatever it is. So as a result, whether you're doing a local program, but I will say it's easier to do a local program. One of the things that people find with this program is they can more easily mix what's going on locally and what's going on of interest in a universal sense, whether it's around the country or around the world, with this program because of the way that it's put together. And I don't mean to overburden you with too much information, but the people who come in and sometimes try to get the gist of what's going on without giving it little time, I would ask your forbearance because there are things that go on that have been – this program has been on the air. We're in the 23rd year of broadcast. The Good Day program started in October of 1988, for those of you who want a little history lesson.
We were all five.
Yeah, some of the members.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I started the program, let's put it that way. And Richie's been around for 14 years. Roberta Fasanelli, who joins us later on in the day, has been with me for 18 or 19 years. Some of the people who have been involved 20 years on the program with me, and some of the affiliates carrying the program. I think of Palm Springs when I think of this. But there are probably a dozen, 14, maybe 15 stations that have been carrying this program for 15 to 20 years, long time. And so the people who are listening are used to what goes on. And so I only ask that you consider that there are a lot of things going on, and that the momentum is there, and you'll catch it. You'll find it infectious, I think. I don't say that on my own behalf. Just what'd you say?
Hop aboard.
Yeah, just hop aboard and give it a shot. If you listened yesterday,
we're across the country.
Yeah, if you listened yesterday, we were in a strange place yesterday. It's just a strange, strange place. And so today, not in the same strange place. I will tell you, though, I'm very interested. This Captain Owen Honors thing from the USS Enterprise has got a lot of people talking. And I'm not sure, as I listen to the pieces, we got some of the audio from the video. There are those who have very strident feelings about this. The story, if you've not heard it, this fellow is the chief, or he was in 2006, 2007, the CEO, in essence, chief executive officer. In other words, he's second in command on the USS Enterprise, which is the largest, I think, nuclear aircraft carrier that we have. And it was on duty in the Iraq War. And he put together some videos that were kind of ugly in a sense. Gay slurs, suggestive shower scenes. And so he's come under a certain focus because of these, because he is up for captain of the ship. He would be taking over, but he's been relieved of command now as a result of a lot of these things being released this past weekend by the local newspaper and its website carrying some of the commander's foolishness. All right, Richie, you've got some audio from a couple of clips. Let's just listen to one of them.
Let's get to my favorite topic and something foreign to the gay kid over there, chicks in the shower. This is certainly the most popular video of any of the EXO movie videos. It's also the one that's landed me with the most complaints. This evening, we've got some different chicks in the shower in a clip that was previously too sensitive to show. However, we have protected their identities.
All right. Now, chicks showering with men is part of the video routine in one of them, and the reference to gay guys and that sort of stuff. This is what goes on in the service. Like it or not, it's the kind of stuff that goes on. Now, it's okay perhaps for an enlisted person or someone who is down the chain of command somewhat to perhaps do something like this versus the guy who's on the top of the food chain.
Yeah.
That's really what the question is, right? The judgment as to whether or not this was a good idea for him to do. I hear what a lot of the sailors who have been on the Enterprise are saying. There's a whole Facebook page that is devoted to this. Clay's been monitoring it. And I think we found a couple of sailors who thought that the commander ought to go. And we found many more who thought that he was really superb and it was acting in the interests of the men and women on the ship, mostly the men. And so is this guy to lose his command over this? If you haven't heard much about it, the ship, by the way, is waiting to be deployed, is in Norfolk, and as I said, this guy's been taken off the ship. Apparently, the higher-ups knew about the videos. They were played all over the ship in a television system that gets to all, 5,400 people on the ship? It's like a little city. And so it was called the Saturday Night Big Event. And there are people now, all of a sudden, now this stuff, remember, 3-4 years ago, this is when this took place. Now, because he's up for captain, somebody's got it in for him. And that's where this came from. Somebody released these, and that's why this is all started. Now, does that make it wrong or less appropriate to be examining what this person who's in charge of the most powerful ship afloat in the world today, what's this person all about? What do we want in our leaders? How do they present themselves? Again, hearing from some people, looking at some of these, some of the Facebook pages, a lot of respect for this person, for sure. Some people shocked that somebody dug up the videos after 4 years. He's crossed somebody's hair someplace, and someone wants him, and they've probably accomplished what they set out to do, because I'm guessing this guy ain't going to get that command.
Yeah.
He's not going to get this. He's all done. He's going to get to a desk, and then he'll be retired, and that'll be the end.
And that just goes to show you, if you have further aspirations, how you have to be careful about what you do on the way up.
I mean, I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to entertain the truth.
To lighten things.
Yeah, right. Sure. Exactly.
No problem. But, man, let me tell you something. When you're in charge,
you can't do this stuff. You can't.
You can't. He really can't.
Even if you just want to be in charge today,
you can't be their buddy. You've got to be the boss. You've got to be the boss. No more, by the way, Richie. I'm cutting off all of my association with you and Jennifer, other than what's on the air, because I'm the boss.
Well, I mean,
from now on, you're gonna.
Too late. I cut you off first.
Yeah. Tone of Mark. All right. So, what do you think, folks? 800-510-8255. The Navy commander is under fire for these lewd videos. I'm intrigued. Sidebar: the fact that the ship has this good a television production center. I'm a little envious.
Sure. No, it was pretty nice.
The video. It's not that great.
Imagine.
Quality.
It wasn't really.
I can't tell. Really,
I'm looking at some grainy stuff. It's not. You can't clean it up, Clay. Huh? It's just
poor. I mean, it's poor quality in terms of technical aspects and in terms of, like, plot.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's supposed to be. It's, not, you know, it's
Clay, maybe
stuff.
You should enlist and help them out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. 800-510-8255. Good day time is 17 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you're a Navy vet, we'd like to hear from you. 800-510-8255. 21 after on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Use as directed.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStevan.com.
I can't walk out.
Elvis! Elvis!
Because I'm
Elvis, the president.
Mr. Presley. This is one of his great songs, which he cranks
out. Love it.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say?
Especially when it winds up. As Elvis is want to do.
We can't go on together with suspicious eyes.
If memory serves me correctly, this is the first song he recorded without the Jordanaires. Am I right remembering that?
That's a good question. Let me find out.
It seems to me that it is, but it's still unmistakable Elvis. Coming up in a few minutes, Elvis records two songs at Sun Records, and as they say, the rest is history. So we'll have that for you just a moment or two.
Two songs.
Three or four. The two songs?
Uh-huh.
One was Hound Dog. The other one was Mama Knows, I think. Wasn't it Mama Said Mama? Something or other?
About Mama, and the other one's Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Was it? All right. Well, you'll hear those anyway in a few moments. 25 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Clay Cohut. We're discussing the fate of the Navy commander. His name is Owen Honors. Interesting name for a fellow who has obviously gotten some honors, but this is not one of them. It's pretty unfortunate. Copies of these videos have been accessible. Apparently, although there are those who have been in service who say these things were forgotten, they weren't forgotten. The videos were not put away. And one of the Navy spokespeople that now is out there trying to do, what do they call, damage control, said that it's too bad that these did not reflect the proper tone. And that's, as Richie said, that's really what this is all about.
Was he doing it to be mean? Was he doing it to entertain? Yeah.
Let's see. Honors is a 1983 alum of the U.S. Naval Academy, a naval aviator before he got into command. He attended the U.S. Naval Fighter Weapons School, also known as Top Gun. The report in the newspaper that I'm looking at now, this is the local Norfolk newspaper, said the videos were made during the 2 6-month tours in the Middle East in 2006 and 2007. The Enterprise is the oldest nuclear-powered aircraft carrier made in 1961. It.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
1961.
It will be decommissioned in 2013. 5,800 people. Why would they decommission it? If it still has a value, it costs $1 billion to me. I never understood this. This is a side issue. Why we take these things out of service?
Can they put it on eBay for other countries?
Well, they do some of those, but not a carrier like that. Danny, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning. You're a Navy vet?
I am, sir.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think in this day and age when so many of us are complaining about a waste of taxpayers' money,
mm-hmm.
that I think it would be a little silly to take the $1 million minimum that it takes to train a Navy captain,
yeah.
especially a captain of a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, mm-hmm. and take his commission for raising the morale of his troops.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of people who agree with you. If you go to the Facebook page, there are a lot of folks who are right on that page with you, Danny, as a matter of fact. I'm looking at some of the other comments here that have come into our Twitter account. What a crock, writes old man. He says, since time immemorial, days of Homer's wine, dark seas, shipboard life has been one that was lonely, and this is just a way to break the loneliness. Richard writes, what do you expect when the average age on board is around 20? Let it go. I watched some of the clips myself. They're good-natured. So a lot of comments on this. You can continue to comment if you'd like. 28 after on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Discount.
Yesterday's news. January 4th, 1954, an 18-year-old boy walks into a Memphis recording studio and makes music history.
I'll be blue when you go, but I'll never let it show.
Elvis Presley plunked down $4 at a Memphis studio and recorded two songs, including I'll Never Stand in Your Way.
I'll never stand in your way.
That studio was the home of Sun Records, owned by Sam Phillips. Phillips had been searching for a white artist who could sing a black rhythm and blues style. Phillips was not convinced that Elvis was the future star he was looking for until months later when he teamed him up with Scotty Moore and Bill Black to record That's All Right, Mama.
Well, that's all right, Mama.
And that's yesterday's news for January 4th.
New year upon us, new hope for the year 2011. Thank you for joining us on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, Clay Kohut. It's time for our 2020 Rewind. People ready for this? You just heard Elvis's...
Ready.
You heard the recording, the two things that he did at Sun Records. So let's see in our 2020 recall, if you can remember what song Richie played at 23 minutes past the hour. 800-510-8255. What was the song? We played snippets. We do this a lot. For those of you who are new to the program, we have little bits and pieces of songs. We play 30, 40 seconds of a song from time to time just to emphasize a point or come up with some emotional pitch for something that we're talking about. A lot of us attach a lot of emotions to, frankly, some of the great songs that we grew up with and still like. So in the 2020 recall feature, I'll ask you to go back only, what, 10, 12, 14 minutes?
Yep.
What was the song that Richie played, an Elvis song, and I commented that I think it was the first time the Jordanaires were not the backup. What was the name of the song for the prize? 800-510-8255. Also, we're talking about the story with the Navy commander who's under fire. A lot of people who have retired from the Navy. Owen Honors was their hero. Some other people think he was out of line. This is not unusual. This is the way America works. This is the way the conversation on the radio works. There are some people who will support this person and have great reasons for supporting him, and other people who will not support him, and they likewise have thought it through, and they have great reasons for not wanting to see this guy stay in his position of command. It is what it is. It's a controversy because this guy's a human being. And as I said earlier, it's not Saturday Night Live. However,
right.
The Enterprise is not the soundstage on, the sixth floor, Studio 8A or whatever it is, right, at Rockefeller Center in New York. That's not what this is. So, you know, but his intentions, I think, from putting it together,
he was trying to lighten the mood.
He was trying, his intentions were good, but not befitting an officer of his stature. 800-510-8255. Norm is in Morgantown, North Carolina. Do you agree or disagree with my last statement, Norm?
I agree with you. That's a uniform code of military justice has rules and regulations for their officers and their enlisted men.
Yeah.
And if you, I don't have it at hand, but I'm pretty sure this goes against the uniform code. Like that one movie, Tom's, what it called, was in that, You Have No Code. Well,
you're talking about Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men,
right?
Yeah. You have no code. Oh, one other thing.
Yes.
If you want to be funny about it, take the same shot. Put a woman in the shower with a man. You only have to show above the neck, and have the same type of jargon going on. And go back to the time when we were putting women in the service, and see what the outcry would have been then.
Wouldn't have been pleasant.
Nope.
All right. Thanks for your call and your input. All right. So let's get to the answer. The Elvis song that we played less than 20 minutes ago, 800-510-8255. I have not talked to anybody in Ripley, Tennessee. I'm not sure whether this is a new listener listening to one of the new stations, or have you been around for a while? Ronnie, welcome to Good Day.
I've been around about 6 or 7 years.
All right, good for you. Thank you. Where is Ripley, Tennessee? I just mentioned a couple of stations that were on in different parts of Tennessee, Johnstown, Kingsport, Bristol. How far is that from you?
Those over in East Tennessee, and I'm in West Tennessee. I'm about 50 miles north of Memphis.
Got it. All right. Well, I'm going to Memphis. I think I'm going to be in Memphis. When is it? A week from, 2 weeks from yesterday, Monday, I think. I think it's Monday the 17th. Yeah, I think it's Monday the 17th. I'll be at KWAM. How about them apples?
Yeah.
All right. So what song was it that we played at the 23?
Suspicious Minds.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, what do you think of Elvis, and what did you think of that song, Ronnie?
I'm like you. I think it's one of his best ones.
Yeah, and do you remember whether I was right, that was the first song he had without the Jordanaires?
No, I didn't know that.
I think it's 68, Richie. What's the year?
It was 69.
69, okay.
You know one thing that is funny about it?
What?
It was recorded at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He loved it.
Yeah.
That's no. They all, those guys would go all night long.
They did from 4. They did a recording session from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m.
All night long.
Are you going to Graceland?
I've been to Graceland.
I've been there a couple times. Maybe. I'm not sure what they have in store, actually, for me while I'm there, but I'll do whatever they ask me to do. I would like to go over there one more time, but I have been there a couple of times. And it, what more astounded me the first time I went there was where it is, not what it is. Do you know what I mean, Ronnie?
Right.
It's in an area that is almost blighted. There's the mansion, and there's the immediate surrounding stuff, and the planes across the street, and that sort of thing. And then you look, there's nothing of value in the rest of the area.
Right.
Unless they've changed it a lot in the last few years, but it would be ripe for somebody to develop if they were smart. All right, Ronnie, you hold on a second. We'll have a nice New Year's gift for you from the Doug Steffen collection. Richie and Michael are in charge of taking care of that. 20 minutes before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I want you to tell me who these people are.
Okay. Let's
Justin Allen. Brett Lindley. Matthew Weichert. Justin Bartlett. David Santos. Chase Stanley. Jesse Reed. Matthew Johnson, Zachary Fisher, Brandon King, Christopher Gecky, Sheldon Tate. Do you recognize any of their names, all of their names?
A lot of them have two first names.
Well, that may be.
I'm going to make a wild guess. Are they no longer with us?
They are no longer with us. I find it troubling that, and I used to do this all the time, those who died in service to us in Iraq, I would go through the lists, not daily, but I think once a week or so, whenever there were a number of men and women whose names I thought ought to be honored, because there was a lot of, especially during the Bush years, the Bush people try to cover up the names, not have them released, and so I thought it was important for us to know at the time. But you see all of these people. I'm looking today at all of the foolishness. Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, the usual suspects here, Scarlett Johansson, just Jennifer Lopez. I'm looking at all of these. Miley Cyrus, Ashton Kutcher. How many more we can go through? Simon Cowell, all the people who get notoriety or who are well known in the case of Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, they went to jail. They were arrested. They used cocaine. They were drunk. They were insolent. They're jerks. We know all about them. But we don't know until somebody points it out, these people who died in Afghanistan in this past week. That's who these people are. Nobody knows anything about them. How much did you read about them?
Nothing.
So perhaps it's worth a moment in all of this to think about Justin Allen, Brett Lindley, Matthew Weichert. These are people, by the way, all in their 20s. Every one of them in their 20s. Didn't get beyond, the oldest person here is 27 years old. Didn't get beyond their 27th birthday. You can argue all you want about whether we ought to be in Afghanistan or not. I don't think we ought to be, but we are, and these people have done what we asked them to do. One has nothing to do with the other. Nothing to do with the other. These people have been asked to serve, whether you agree or disagree about the cause. They stepped up. They put on the uniform. They took the oath, and they went to work, and they're all dead. And this is just in the last week. So there were some people who could take this and say, all right, these people wasted their lives. What are we doing over there? We need to get out. Okay, yeah, I can hear that argument. And then there are others who would take the other political side of the street. These people are heroes, and they're doing what needs to be done to save us from Al-Qaeda and all that stuff. And you can have that argument if you want. I don't care about either of those arguments at the moment. I just care about them and the fact that they gave the ultimate, corny as it sounds, but true, they gave with their lives. And it bothers me that we give so much time to these jerks. And listen to the context of some of these morning programs or radio shows at any time of the day, and they spend so much time talking about E! And the entertainment news and, you know, what these ne'er-do-wells are getting into, what trouble they spoil, brats are getting into. Give Lindsay Lohan a gun and put her in a uniform and send her off to Afghanistan.
A lot of tears.
A lot of, yeah. Mm-hmm. On her part. Yeah. These people.
I'm pretty sure that we'd lose that battle.
Yeah.
I'm thinking she's not going to be our best person to have.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, but you know what
I
mean.
No, I know, yeah.
All right, 15 before the hour. Dr. Ken up next on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Time now for our daily visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We'll talk about red meat consumption and what that means to you after we spend a minute talking about the healthful benefits of probiotics. Ken, no stranger is this to our focus. Our friends at Digestive Advantage have a formula which will help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem for you instead of treating the after effects. This is preventative medicine, Ken, at its best.
We haven't heard yet about the flu very much, but the CDC is reporting this morning that it's spreading. It's in 5 states now. And my favorite way to fight all these bugs that are around right now is to do the scientifically proven thing of taking these healthy bacteria. You won't get harmed by them. In fact, your defense system won't work well without them. You'll get added benefits because your digestive system will work better. My favorite way to get them is through sustenance because it survives the acidic environment of your stomach.
And the step up from the same company, from Sustenex, is Digestive Advantage. Digestive Advantage is a leader in consumer satisfaction, has a higher repeat purchase rate than any other brand of digestive product that's out there on the market. Digestive Advantage IBS, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere like CVS, Walgreens, Target. So why don't you try it today? It's very affordable. 30-day supply costs less than $10. You're looking for Digestive Advantage IBS to help break down complex carbohydrates and make sure your digestive tract works well, which is a great way to enhance your immune system. All right, so what's the story on red meat, Ken?
Doug, out of the most recent edition of the medical journal Stroke, the American Heart Association medical journal, women who eat a lot of red meat may be putting themselves at increased risk of stroke. Women who ate at least 3.6 ounces daily, they were 42% more likely to suffer a stroke due to blocked blood flow to the brain compared to women who ate less than an ounce of red meat daily.
Wow. Smoking and the risk for those who are pregnant.
Out of the medical journal Human Reproduction, those who smoked heavily early in pregnancy were more than twice as likely as non-smokers to suffer a miscarriage in the first trimester.
And if you're an alcohol drinker, if you want another drink, what does that lead to?
Archives of General Psychiatry, people with a family history of alcoholism, especially women, have an elevated risk of also becoming obese.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Doug.
Fifty-three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Lots of things going on in this hour, as is usually the case. Interested in keeping you in touch with what's going on in the world, here, there, and everywhere. The focus on Elvis and his first recordings brings us around to thinking about some of his other music. Matthew's in Pacifica, California, calling Good Day. Hi, Matthew. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I am a musician. I'm mainly into the blues and rock and roll, but my wife got me into Elvis a long time ago. And I'm going to go with That's All Right, Mama, with Dr. Jordanaires.
And that was before he did Suspicious Minds. That's,
yes.
That's all right. That's All Right, Mama is the first one. That's the one we're talking about. The Jordanaires didn't come on the scene yet until after the stuff at Sun, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they were not at Sun. Yeah, he met them when he went to RCA.
Right.
And what year was that?
57, 58, something like that, after he'd been with Sam Phillips for a year or two. Then he went over to RCA.
No, RCA bought the
contract.
Bought the contract.
Yeah, right. It wasn't long. It would have been 57, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
58.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right. I don't usually call in, but I had to call in. And I love your show.
Thank you. You guys
are great.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. I listen to you every morning.
All right. Thank you. Take good care.
Have a good one, Matthew.
55 past the hour. Do you know where ebook readers are going this year? Where ebook readers are going this year? Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will answer that question next year on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Yesterday, I told you about my 2011 predictions for wireless technology, including the new Verizon iPhone due out early this month. Today, I want to talk to you about books, electronic books. Here's what I think you should expect in 2011. Amazon's Kindle will continue to lead the market, and I think you'll probably see the first color Kindle this year. Barnes & Noble's color Nook e-reader has done very well, and look for continued sales, very good sales, of that Nook. Further, just because you have
have an iPad tablet device does not mean you won't buy the Kindle either. They are really different devices for very different purposes. In fact, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos said just last week that, quote, we're seeing that many of the people buying Kindles also own an LCD tablet. One more prediction on books. Authors are beginning to like writing electronic books to the exclusion of traditionally published books. These books sell better, so people are writing on their computer, uploading it to Amazon, and counting the money. This will happen much more frequently in 2011. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, let's see if we can find a new treatment. Actually, there's been one approved already, Richie, for a condition affecting millions of American men. Listen up, man. Brian Osich has more for you.
The FDA has approved Fortesta, testosterone gel, for the treatment of adult males with low testosterone or low T, a condition that affects nearly 14 million men in the United States. According to Dr. Evan Goldfisher, practicing physician at Hudson Valley Urology, low T is common, but the symptoms are often overlooked.
Nearly 40% of men over the age of 45 experience decline in testosterone, which can result in erectile dysfunction or ED, decreased sexual desire, low energy, fatigue, and even depression.
Fortesta Gel is a clear, odorless gel that can help restore testosterone to normal levels. Fortesta Gel comes in a metered dose pump that delivers the correct once-daily dose. Fortesta Gel is indicated for use in adult males and has not proven to be safe or effective in children younger than 18 years old. Patients should strictly adhere to directions for use when applying Fortesta Gel to help avoid transfer from your body to others. Young children who are accidentally exposed to testosterone through contact with men using topical testosterone products have shown unexpected signs of puberty, such as pubic hair. Common side effects of Fortesta Gel includes skin redness or irritation at the application site. Serious side effects include worsening of enlarged prostate, BPH, increased risk of prostate cancer, lowered sperm count, swelling of ankles, feet, or body with or without heart failure, enlarged or painful breasts, sleep apnea, increased red blood cell count, or blood clots in the legs. Fortesta Gel should not be used if you have or might have prostate cancer, or if you have breast cancer, are pregnant, may become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. For more information, including full prescribing information and medication guide, go to www.endo.com or call 1-800-462-462. 3636. That's Healthcare Now from Endo Pharmaceuticals.
You know, I was just thinking about what I said regarding some of the celebrities versus the men and women who die in service to the country. It's interesting to know that Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock spent New Year's Eve together. That's cool. That's neat. Congratulations. Good luck to them. But is it more important, only by design, they do something a lot of people know who they are, other people who give their lives as those ladies and gentlemen I mentioned who died in Afghanistan this past week, nobody but their families and close friends know who they are. The point is, what have they done? And is it worth more attention than they got? That perhaps is the question. Only you can answer it yourself, your own personal feelings.